Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, the Golden Oracle. And this is Mary Blake, your host. And I would like to talk with you today about friendship. Now, Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, relies on her spirit friends in many ways, many times throughout every day. Her spirit guides have taught her to treasure friendship on its many levels and to work with it in many ways. Friendship is one of the greatest gifts we enjoy here on Earth, and many of us need guidance to fully appreciate its value. And Spirit can help us understand this priceless spiritual gift and teach us how to recognize true friends, how to let them know when we need them, when to whatever. So I believe Ada Marie is here with us. And could you tell us a little bit, Ada Marie, about how you go about reaching out to your spirit friends in during your day? Hello, Ada Marie. I know you're there, but I don't hear you. Hello, Ada Marie. Hello. Hello. Ada Marie? Hello? Hello? Hello, Ada Marie? Hello? Oh. Let's see, here we are. Okay.
Am I good?
Hello, Ada Marie?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, here I am.
And can you hear us now?
Pardon?
Okay. I was wondering if you could hear me now. I couldn't hear you before.
Oh, I could hear you. You just couldn't hear me.
Right. So,
now you can hear me, right?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Can you talk to us a little bit about how you communicate with your spirit friends from throughout the day?
Well, yes, I can tell you, but I learned this from my grandmother, so it's probably sounding old fashioned to everybody. But when and that's not unusual. People say, That takes patience. I said, yes, it does take patience. And if you're going to try to commune with your spirit guide, you have to be in a quiet place. No radio, no television, just a quiet place where your guide can reach you. And once your guide reaches you and you have the feeling that it's present, and that feeling is sometimes a warmth that comes into you, you know, it'll come in through your chest, or it'll just, you'll be thinking and you'll feel like, oh, you're really clear and you can't think of a thought. And then all of a sudden your guide will come in and speak. And you have to be very quiet or be in a quiet place when you start, because that's too much commotion to have fans and radios and things moving when you are trying to learn to reach your spirit guide, because your spirit guide has to come through all of that stuff, right? The guide is on another level, above you, outside of you, and they have to come through a fairly open, clear space. Now, am I making sense?
Sure.
Okay, now, when you have sat there, and sometimes you have to sit there for 10 or 15 minutes or sometimes for an hour, but sometimes the minute you clear that space, bingo, they'll be right there. especially if you're well acquainted with them and you've done work with them, they get closer and closer, so they know they're safe to come in without interfering with any other communication. So you must be clear in your mind and heart that what you are doing is making a space open for your own spirit guide to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does this make sense?
Yes, but you know, Ada Marie, not all of us are clairaudient, and spirit is very brilliant and knows how to reach out to us in other ways. Sometimes we just get a feeling, we get a knowing, or sometimes the spirit. I've found this in the past when I've been puzzling about something, and I'd be walking down the street, and a stranger walking by will say the exact answer to what I was doing, and I know perfectly well that is spirit talking to me,
right,
using that other person.
That is true.
So, you know, many of us feel like, well, just because they can't hear spirit like you can hear spirit, that probably spirit.
It's a feeling. It's a feeling. You hear something, but you don't hear any words. You just have a sensation of the feeling. That's the ticket. See, people think that they should hear a word. No, it's a sending that comes into your head.
There we go.
I call it a
sending. So that would probably help a lot of people that think that they can't communicate with spirit. They're waiting for the words to come through their head.
Yeah, but it has to. Uh-huh. It very peacefully passes through your mind, and it's a. Sometimes you get a warm feeling. Sometimes you don't feel anything different. You just know that an idea, I call it an idea, it's a sending. An idea, sending comes through, and you go, oh, my, what does that mean? Well, if you write it down, I'm sure before the day is over, you'll know what it means, because the sending is coming to alert you of something. You see? It's going to alert you. It's going to give you just a few little words. Very interesting thing this morning. We were taking some people to the airport, and the people had come for a retreat, and two women. We were taking them back to the airport, and as we were going to the airport, it was a delay. There's a delay. The road looked completely clear, but my husband got off of the main highway and got on the road, the side road, right?
The service road,
The side road. And when we passed by, just before we were turning into the street that went to the airport, there had been an accident behind it, and we would have been waiting if he had not listened to the guide and turned off. So he turned off, and we missed it, and we got him there on time. Then, after we got him there, the plane was delayed for an hour. They had to be there 2 hours ahead of time. And then they were, as far as we knew, 3 hours ahead of time because the plane had been delayed. And so, but you see, you have to honor the voice that comes. And when the voice told him to make a turn and take a surface street, he took the turn and made the surface street. And fortunately, we got them there on time, what they should have been on time, but then the plane was delayed. They called us later. It was one of those days, you know, when it was one delay after another.
It's the most amazing thing that most of us don't even realize that our spirit guides are here.
They're right with you. All the time. Right. And if everybody listened, there wouldn't be accidents. If they actually listened, they wouldn't have an accident.
Well, there you go.
They would do what they felt, what came into their mind.
And many of us think we're so smart, we talk ourselves out of the good advice they give us.
How true that is. A lady said, How do you know that? I said, because I listen. I don't play the radio. When I'm driving, I don't play anything. I just pay attention to what is going on around me. I'm aware of the cars and everybody around me. And if something says turn here, I turn. You know, I might be a little bit lost for a time, but I'll get back on the main road again. Because I know that if it says turn, I'm going to miss something that I don't want to see.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of listening, we have someone who I believe wants to ask you a question. Is now a good time for a question?
I guess so. Got nothing better to do.
Let me see here. Oops. I think we lost them.
What was the question?
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, we lost him. Just as I was about to
bring him
reach
online.
Out to them, they lost the connection.
Oh,
but you know, some of the people have been asking about friendship, and how to really enjoy our friendship, the advantages of friendship here on earth, and who is a really good friend, and when is it time to communicate with them and let them know what we need, and maybe there's times when we really need a space for ourselves, and how do you and your spirit guides work with that? How do you know?
Well, I know because I know that every day, sometime within the 24 hours between waking up and going to bed, that I'm going to be someplace all by myself where I can be absolutely silent. And when I say silent, I mean shut my head off, not think about one thing, be completely silent in my head. And then I can sit there, I can have my eyes shut, I can be looking at the trees, I can be looking at the wall, I can be doing anything. But if I am silent in my head, now, you know, you're silent in your mouth, but there's a silence that comes in your head, too. Did you ever think, find yourself saying, I'm not thinking of a thing? That's when you were in total meditation and receiving. And you were receiving, and you probably won't even know till the end of the day or the next day what you receive, but you will find yourself doing something the way you were given, not ever realizing that this isn't what you really started out to do. It comes and you just do it. And when you do it, everything goes smoothly.
Right.
See, okay. When we took those people to the airport today, and the airport, we had to make a detour. Mark made the detour, and he went around. And when we pulled up in front of the airport, there was just the right amount of space where they had to get out to open up. And the guy moved out, and Mark moved in, and we let them off. Now, I consider that a miracle, because when there's lots of people at the airport going in and out, and cars always... You might drive around twice or three times before you get close to the where you can park.
That's true. Oh yeah.
And I feel like that's a miracle. I see a lot of things as miracles that other people get mad about or take for granted. But you can't take things for granted because the earth is turning, and things are, you know, yes, the sun comes up every morning most of the time, and the moon comes up every night. But are you grateful because you have the opportunity with the eyes to see that? People don't even think about that. They don't realize how lucky they are. That, yes, we have a universe that is working in rhythm, and we can be in that rhythm as long as we appreciate and show gratitude toward our universe and our lifestyle and the things around us.
Don't you find that spirits reach out more often to the people who pay attention to them?
They always reach people who pay attention. The minute you ask spirit to help you, Just be still. It will help. It will help.
Uh-huh.
It will come. And you know, everybody, this is one thing that really I was taught very young, but I, as I've grown up, I've seen it. People go to church on Sunday, right? They go to church.
Right.
They pray. They tithe. They do whatever. But they don't live it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. They do
mm-hmm.
whatever. They don't live to do the best they can do every day for everybody they meet. And when we were young on the farm, we were taught to do the best all every day for everything we had to do and every person that came to the farm. And that has stayed with me my whole life, and many, many strangers. I mean, I've helped people cross the street. I've put people in my car and took them because they were in the wrong place and they had to go like several miles away. I said, get in, I'll take you over there and drop you off and someone can pick you up.
Uh-huh.
Because they would never find it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, a lot of people seem to feel like God goes into the church and shuts the door. And you can't talk to him unless you go to church. Which is sad.
Oh, well, that's not true. That's not true at all. You can be walking down the road on a walk, and all of a sudden your guide, your teacher, Jesus, or whomever comes mm-hmm. to you, will put a message through your head. And mm-hmm. and there was nobody around. There was no walls around you. It just comes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It comes to you. And be aware of it. If you're having trouble getting that information to come to you, start writing down the little things that you get and read them. And then pretty soon there will be more things come and more things come.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's there for you. God reaches
right.
everybody. The,
uh-huh.
the little boy that said, God had to have a son. So he had Jesus because he had so many people to take care of. He needed help. So he had a son. So his son could help, and his son's name is Jesus. I thought that was, from coming from a five-year-old, I thought that
That's
was a
so
very
cute.
Brilliant statement. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, that lady with the question, I believe, or gentleman is back. Let me see if they have a question for us.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Ada.
Hi.
Hello, Ada. How are you doing? Hi. Is it okay to ask a question?
Yes, you can.
It's a question about my daughter. Her name is Ilana, and she's moving with her boyfriend to Massachusetts. Do you see that they will get married and engaged, or she will be back soon?
She will be back soon.
She'll be back soon?
Yes.
Do you know when?
No, but it came really quick.
Hmm. So he will stay there, so they will not continue to be together, right?
It doesn't appear that way.
Okay, the reason that she goes there, she wants to apply also to the medical school. Will this happen? She will get accepted or she will not?
She is applying in Massachusetts?
No, she's not applying, but she has plans to apply. She's preparing for the medical test. Without
yeah.
the test, she can apply. She either wants to apply there or I don't know, but that's her goal. She wants to be a doctor.
Then she will.
Oh, okay.
So she will get accepted?
She'll be accepted, but she'll study very hard because it's very difficult. And she knows that, and she is prepared to study that hard.
She does, yeah.
Huh?
So, you know, if it will be this year or next year when she's accepted?
It'll be late this fall.
Okay. Very good, because, yeah, I know
November.
That last she was preparing.
Is she applying to more than one place?
She doesn't tell me. I know she didn't pass the test last year. That's why she couldn't apply. But this year she needs to get
to
pass the test first. Otherwise,
tell,
they will
tell
not.
Her to be sure and apply to more than one school.
Okay. Well, we live on the West Coast, so I don't know if she will be accepted on the West Coast, on the East Coast, but that's her goal.
Uh-huh.
So she's applied to more than one school, but she will be accepted.
Did not apply
by
yet. She cannot. She probably will apply, but she cannot apply until she passes the test, and the test is probably August, September. I don't know. She's not telling us.
She hasn't passed the test yet.
No, that's a problem. She hasn't passed the test last year, so she has to retake the test again. If she passes, she applies. If she won't pass, I don't know. So she has to retake the medical test in order to submit application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are you asking me if she will pass the test?
Yeah, and be accepted to the medical school? You said yes,
now,
right?
You're asking me two questions. Let's get to one.
Okay.
She will pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
That's given. I got
okay.
that. Now, you're asking what school will she apply to? I didn't get that answer.
Okay, if she will be accepted to the medical school after she passes the test.
She'll pass the test and she will be accepted, but I can't tell you where.
Okay.
What I'm trying to tell you is I'm only getting this much information. I can't give you any more.
Okay. I really appreciate this information, and I hope that she will get her dream. That's her dream, to be a doctor. So too many things going on, but thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Everything, Ada.
Well, she's determined, and she'll make it.
She is determined.
Yes, she's very determined.
Yeah. Okay. Many blessings. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Well, that was interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think she's had a lot of flack about what to do and where to do it, but she's following her own lead, and she will do fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I guess
always
the lady got her answer, and that was that.
Yeah.
You know, some people, it's so interesting. They are single-minded, and they don't realize that there are many other questions and answers and hints that come to us through other means and something that maybe we want one question, we want it answered, but there's something else that's much more important. And spirit has its own agenda, I guess, and there sometimes
right.
the things they want to tell us are more important to them than the things we think we want to know, the things we got to know.
I think that's true. I think a lot of times people are missing what they really need to know to be able to get to where the question is that they're asking. And how much effort have they made to go through the steps to be able to get an answer to that question? You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. And they don't pay attention. So,
yeah, sometimes it's like peeling an onion. You have to get some other answers first before you can really get to the question that is
right
in the top of your mind.
You have to start from the beginning and go slow, and then you know, you can have the end goal. Okay, the goal at the end can be, I'm going to be a pediatrician, and I'm getting out of high school, and I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to end up going to medical school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now that's your goal, and that's what you're doing. And then something comes along in your life to change it. And very often that happens to people. They'll get partway through, and some particular thing happens in the family, or something happens. They do something different, but if they were going to stay on the goal, they would circumvent the problem and go on with their education.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more important in most cases, that they would go on with their education, you see.
Right.
But sometimes if the
money isn't there from the education, sometimes they can take a job as a baby nurse or something, and then suddenly they're getting on the job training, you know?
Right, right. And then that counts. That counts.
Mm-hmm.
So
it isn't
just becoming a nurse. It's becoming an accountant or something where you have to be trained by somebody who has had a lot of good knowledge to share. So
right.
There's many, many occupations that can come to you and offers in them. If you can find someone who is already in that occupation and is willing to help you learn more than what you're actually learning in school, you know, teachers can only teach a certain thing. But people who do the job can give you lots of tips, and you should not be making fun of anybody who says something to you that will help you, because that's how they got there. They're sharing what they did to get to where they are, and they're successful because they followed advice from other people above them who gave them advice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that...
It makes sense to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important thing in life, is to be open to understanding other things that other people know. And if they're good things and they work for you, use them. If they're not, you can just go about your business without them. Just because somebody says the moon is blue, you don't have to look at the moon and see it blue. You can just say, okay, the blue moon is over there. That guy loves it, but I don't see it that way. And go on about your business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of an odd example, but it is an example.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
So, for friendship, when we talk about friendship, a lot of us just think of like a close girlfriend or a close boyfriend or something. But how do you really know when you meet a stranger, how does Spirit help us to show us which of the strangers might be a wonderful friend and which might not?
Well, interestingly enough, that's a fabulous question, because I just answered this morning. The way you know if you have met a real friend is the inner voice in your heart center speaks.
Uh-huh.
It speaks. If they are an acquaintance, we call them, and they are nice people and they're a good acquaintance, they're just an acquaintance. They're not going to turn into a lifetime friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do that. A friend will share with you. They will cry with you. They'll laugh with you. You will share with them. You will laugh with them. And you'll be on the same mental, emotional level that allows the two of you to grow more and more and more. Grow bigger and bigger and better, and know more and more and more. And there's no jealousy. There's no frustration. There's just this wonderful feeling that you know that this person understands you and you understand them. Now, that's the key. If my friend can't ask me for something, if they're in trouble and they don't ask me for something, it's their own fault, because I'm there for them. And I've always been there for them. I've been there for everybody who calls me and asks me for some kind of help. I find a way. And that's the ticket. People say, well, I don't know. I can't. Throw those can't out of your life.
Speaking of calling you, we have about a minute left. Could you tell us people how they can reach you?
Yes, at 520-896-9510. And you can call between 7 in the morning and 7 at night. That's it, because I don't answer the phone after 7 p.m. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Now that's Arizona time, right?
Yeah, I'm in Arizona, right? I'm in.
So that would be 10 o'clock New York time.
Yes. Yes, they could call that late from New York.
Okay.
So that's what we do.
Everything has been a wonderful show, and I just feel if there's anything special you'd like to say as you...
I would like to say that look in the mirror, everybody. Look in the mirror. Take a good look at yourself and thank yourself for the joys that have come to you today and for the lessons you have learned. And remember, you are all part of God. You are all part of Spirit. We didn't get here without being part of Spirit. We are part of Spirit. And we can use that wonderful knowledge to go through life and do good and be good and have good. That's the way it is. That's it.
Fantastic. And on that note, I will say love and light.
Right. Love and light to everyone. And have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
And thanks, Ada Marie, for everything. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.